what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and so sorry. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're about to find out what happened at the airport. The gunshot rang out, and the band stopped playing, and, well, go ahead.
No, the band, just when the band started to play.
Okay.
I guess so you wouldn't hear the gunshot. Well, first of all, the person killed was an elite border guard from the squad that, protects closing ceremonies like this. It must have been a very good squad. And the reports are amazingly ridiculous. Now, this is very preliminary, and it just came in today, but the first report had him 80 to 120 yards from Sarkozy. The IDF ended up at 150 yards, but keep in mind, sniper rifles go 400 yards. 120 yards with a scope is not that far away. Keeping that in mind, the soldier, now here's what we are told. A bullet went off in his rifle and killed him. That was the first report. The second and third reports were a little more suicide. And by the end of the day, it was suicide. Now, I don't know about you, but this is one heck of a suicide. He decides to kill himself just when the band starts playing and the three leaders clasp hands. He figures, what a way to go. This will make world news. He kills himself at that moment.
And with a rifle, you know, why would he use a rifle? It's pretty hard to get that rifle up your head.
I really don't think he killed himself. Okay, the story gets very weird. You're right, if it's a rifle, it's a problem. You can barely do it. You have to have good arms. But neither here nor there, he didn't kill himself. Nobody kills himself at a historic moment. Nobody kills themselves on the job. If you kill yourself, you do it at home when you're lonely somewhere. You don't do it at a crowded airport. It didn't make sense. It still doesn't make sense that he would kill himself at that fantastic moment. But the first reports were a little fuzzy because the security services couldn't find him. It took several minutes to find him. There was an ambulance there within a minute. The security forces didn't know where he was. And we have new reports now. Apparently, from the first reports, he fell from a roof. Okay, first reports, he fell from a roof somewhere, which would make perfect sense if he was aiming his rifle at Sarkozy, but maybe Perez or Olmert. He had all three in his sight. He could have got all three of them. But he was stopped. And here the story gets very, very strange. He had a partner in a guarding partner, and the guarding partner apparently watched him shoot himself and wasn't able to stop it. I put him as now suspect number one in whatever this was. Suspect number one is the soldier's partner. But suspects number two and three, I think, are there by accident. Two women soldier. Now, the report, which I may even write up tonight, lest the ball game gets screwed up too quickly, the report had two soldiers watching the shooting. That's what the report said. And they both fainted and were now in a hospital. Now, just so you know, women soldiers, women of all kinds, have gone through much agony in Israel. Terrible agony. And I've seen women soldiers at events, gory events, bombings. They don't faint. This isn't like a Popeye cartoon where you go into an automatic faint. Well, these two women fainted and were taken to hospital. And if I know the scenario in that, the same thing happened with Rabin. A young girl saw too much, and she was taken to hospital. And in a hospital, they're warned not to open their mouths, and they're told what to say. But these two women soldiers who saw the shooting are now in hospital. I wouldn't want to be them. I certainly would not want to be them if they saw too much. Next, a very strange phenomenon happened. After the shooting, all reporters were removed from Ben Gurion Airport. All of them had to leave. So nothing was recorded. And there were lots of reporters and TV cameras for the closing out ceremony. They all had to leave. There was no media whatsoever in what was going on at Ben Gurion Airport. Next, Sarkozy is jumped on initially by his French bodyguards, but this confuses me. And then he is rushed to the plane for safety. If I know assassinations and shooting, you stay on top of your quarry. If you're a Secret Service man, you don't move until the situation stabilizes itself. By rushing up the steps to the airplane, they're presenting another target. I don't know what this means, but all I can say is it's very bad guarding, so I wrote it down. What you have, in my opinion, was an attempt to murder one, two, or three of them. I think Sarkozy was the one who was the target. And there's a reason for that. Did you follow his trip at all?
Yeah, I have been following a little bit, and he'd made some remarks very much anti-Palestinian, although it was certainly he'd said some things that the Palestinians like, but he's very obvious he's very pro-Israel.
Boy, you got a different trip than I've got.
Well, that's what I read this morning, but then maybe I'm just reading the public press. You tell me what you
read. Boy, have you ever. That's not what happened at all.
All right, go ahead.
He was not anti-Palestinian. He stood up in the Knesset and told the Israeli government to deport the Jews, all the Jews from Yesha immediately, and to divide Jerusalem.
Isn't that what the Palestinians want?
Remarks he made, but you could not get more anti-Israel than just anti-Jewish,
right,
than just take people, 250,000-300,000 people, and deport them. That's what he told the Knesset.
Okay, go ahead. Yes.
Go ahead. Now, he went to Bethlehem for some reason, but it doesn't matter. This was not a trip Israelis liked. I'll tell you, those words he said to the Knesset didn't sound like they came from him. I think somebody wrote that speech. And is not really the Sarkozy that we know, and to appear before the Knesset and give a speech the PLO should have given did make a good impression on anyone. There was lots of motives for killing Sarkozy. And as you know, whenever there's an assassination, he's not afraid of getting hit. There's Shimon Peres right beside his quarry. Peres, after Sarkozy got in his plane, Peres was so moved, and he had something to give to him, some report, that he climbed up into Sarkozy's plane and gave the closing report. All right, there was, from most points of view, there was, if you were in any way caring about Israel, killing off all three of them wouldn't have been the crime of the century. The question is, what happened? Who is this elite border guard? Why did he kill himself while he was on duty, just as the band started playing and the three leaders cupped their hands, clasped their hands together? I get a feeling that this other soldier may have just prevented an assassination outright. And he put the bullet in the guy's head, and all the rest, this suicide story, is a bunch of baloney. That's what I'll bet happened.
All right, fine. Do we have any idea where the border guard was standing at the time? Was he on someplace adjacent? Was he right
there?
I'm trying.
I've been looking that one up since the morning. Supposedly, he fell from a roof. I get a feeling, if I had to spell out the scenario here, is that he was going to shoot. His partner saw that he was going to shoot and shot him dead first. Those two women soldiers, your guess is as good as mine. What they were doing there and watching them, I don't know. But if you're going to kill yourself, you don't do it in front of two women soldiers. That's very bad taste. There is something stinky about this whole suicide, and anyone can see it.
I certainly wouldn't disagree with you. It's a fascinating story. Maybe you'll get to the bottom of it for us.
I'm going to take a little rest, and then I'm going to write this up. At least get people thinking in a different way. There was almost a major political assassination today in Tel Aviv, and I'll bet you won't read about it anywhere. I'll bet you it'll die out. By the day after tomorrow, no one will remember it happened. I'm going to write it up. You're absolutely right. We owe it to our people, when something this stinky happens, to let them think properly.
All right, fine. Well, our guest is Barry Shamish. We're going to be back here right after the break as we continue to explore what's going on in Israel, the Holy Land. Sarkozy, rather surprising remarks to the Knesset. I don't think anybody really expects that the Jews are going to, give Eastern Jerusalem back to the Palestinians. But, well, we'll just wait and see.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish. And so, Barry, you pick up the story there.
Well, this was, again, a very important week in Israel, for defeat. The Egyptians brokered a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. It's been, a week and a day or two since they signed it. And Israel now is the equivalent of Hamas. The minute you negotiate a ceasefire with an organization, you're dealing as equals. And this is what happened. Hamas promised never to shoot a rocket, well, for 6 months. Not going to shoot any more rockets. No more mortars. Nothing will be aimed at southern Israel. And what Israel did is they negotiated the way Hamas wanted. Judea and Samaria are not part of the ceasefire. They can mortar them, they can rocket them, they can do and all the terrorism in the world. They're not human anymore. The Jews there are not part of the ceasefire. But there was something else even remarkable that wasn't part of the ceasefire. Gilad Shalit, where is the soldier held by Hamas for almost 2 years now? Why wasn't he part of the ceasefire agreement? Israel's big and strong. Hamas are a ragtag bunch of terrorists, no more. Well, they have to give back Gilad Shalit if they want a ceasefire. Israel's doing the favor, supposedly. Shalit was not in the ceasefire agreement. And the Jews, by the way, were extremely upset because Olmert had promised Shalit's parents that there would never be an agreement with Hamas without Shalit, without their son, without their son's release. And it wasn't in the agreement. So all in all, and by the way, the parents sued. They actually sued Olmert for breach of promise that their son was not mentioned in the ceasefire agreement, and the Supreme Court turned down the suit. But the real core is Israel's behavior in the wake of this horrible timeout where Hamas can get rearmed and reorganize and get stronger They just have to take a break from rockets for 6 months, and there'll be a new army, just like Hezbollah in Lebanon. The real bad part is they already broke the ceasefire, and Israel's keeping very quiet about this. 6 days after the ceasefire was signed, a mortar shell was shot from Gaza, southern Israel. And so that was the end of the agreement. Nothing more has been said about this.
Don't you really think that Condoleezza Rice, the Bush administration, has been putting tremendous pressure on Israel to do something like this, more for show than for anything else? After all, George Bush has promised he's going to have a Palestinian settlement before he leaves office, and said he's a lame duck. He's a very lame duck, and don't you think they're really trying to do it? It's all appearance. It has nothing to do with reality. It's all a matter of perception.
Well, again, I don't view Bush's place in history as really guiding this process. The process to bring down Israel to the point where it's cutting deals with Hamas began with Jonathan Pollard, and then it really got rolling with Oslo in 93 with the Oslo Accord. So it's not like an overnight, nothing is overnight here. The CFR have been very busy bringing down Israel. Now, if Bush is better than Clinton, I guess he'll be remembered as a peacemaker of some kind. God knows what. But this ceasefire is going to be broken. I mean, don't expect this thing to hold. I'm amazed it's gone this far. At some point, it's going to, well, at the convenience of Hamas, when they get everything they want, and they're going to break the ceasefire. Now, that's not the only thing that happened in Israel this week. Another article that has spun the globe came from the New York Times. The New York Times told the world that Israel had undertaken a massive air exercise over the eastern Mediterranean, over Greece, for 1,500 miles. And they came to the conclusion that this was going to be a practice run for an attack on Iraq.
No, an attack on Iran.
I'm sorry, for an attack on Iran.
That's all right. You hang on there. We'll get the rest of the stories when we get back. And then we want to talk about the prisoner exchange. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and one of the things that really disturbed me was that the Israelis were going to exchange, I think, 100 Palestinian terrorists and prisoners for the parts of one Israeli soldier who's long since dead, and they've just got his body parts in a box. Why would rational people give up 100 of their captors of Israeli, pardon me, a Muslim terrorist, in exchange for the body parts of one soldier who had been killed by the enemy? It just doesn't make sense. But this is not the first time this has happened. It's happened over and over again. They exchanged 350 terrorists for one prisoner. Why would they do that? Well, very simply, if you don't release the terrorists, how are you going to play the game? But go right ahead, Barry.
Well, you know, the proper burial in Judaism is very important, and it's assumed it's not the end of anything. But you're right. Soldiers signed a letter, sent it to Olmert, like he's going to read it, saying, if captured by the enemy in Lebanon or Gaza, do not trade my remains for living people. People recognize that it's pretty stupid. But let's go back to the exercise. So Israel agrees in the New York Times that it has done an exercise. It's flown 1,500 miles, and the assumption in the Times was that Israel was preparing for an attack on Iran. Right. That's why the New York Times told the world this, that Israel's got an Iranian strike at the back of its mind, and they're telling the New York Times this so nobody will know. Okay, let's be real. This would not have been in the New York Times if that exercise was real. Okay, that's the first thing. And secondly, why would Israel want to be destroyed? You attack Iran, Hezbollah's got 40,000 rockets. Many of them are very powerful, Scuds and Grads. If Israel attacks Iran, there's a big problem attached to this. And you have to look at this exercise with that mind. Israel won't even attack Gaza, let alone Iran. So just keep a balance. You've got, I believe, three Navy groups in the Persian Gulf. Why would Israel go all the way to Iran when you can fly a plane 100 miles there and back and do the bombing? So that's the issue about this 1,500-mile exercise. I don't believe it. They use their ties in the New York Times to send a message. But they are not going to go. And what are they going to bomb? What would Israel bomb if it went there? The facilities are underground, and what exactly would they bomb? So, and by the way, when they bomb, Iran will slam 600 missiles into Israel. And that's the reality of this exercise. Israel hasn't got the strength to bomb Iran, and if it did, it would pay a simply awful price. There, we finished with the exercise.
Okay, first of all, though, you're looking at everything from a logical point of view, and I'd like to suggest that we live in a totally illogical world. I hope you're right. We'll have to wait and see. But before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get your website.
Oh, sure. The books, and the latest is Bye-Bye Gaza, which tells how to completely brainwash a whole country into giving up its most prosperous farmers and putting them into trailers. You go to Lulu for that, www.lulu.com. You'll see Bye Bye Gaza and all my books there. And that's, again, www.lulu.com. The website, just go to, at Lulu you have to write in my name, I forgot. It says search, Chamish is C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's it, you write C-H-A-M-I-S-H under search. The website is barrychamish.com, and I'll leave you a phone number for DVDs that Lulu does not carry, and that is 904-315-8079, 904-315-8079. And now we're off to the next topic. You know, I was preparing a very special speech for you. I was going to finally do the Holocaust and the horrible role that Mapai Zionism, labor Zionists, played with the Nazis. It was going to be a very long show, but what can you do? You try and kill a French, the French president. You sign a deal with Hamas, which Egypt brokered. There's a real trustworthy and fair broker. But there's even more. I should mention, Olmert is finished. There are going to be elections this fall. Labor and Likud have both agreed to bring down Olmert. Netanyahu and Barak have had an agreement that they will both, on Wednesday, that's coming up tomorrow, there's going to be a vote. The vote is going to determine whether Olmert stays in power and Likud and Labor will not support Olmert. That's the end of Olmert by tomorrow. Prediction.
All right, fine. It couldn't happen to a more deserving individual. However, what's going to replace him? That's the question.
Well, deserving. You get. You have a choice with CFR Barak or CFR Netanyahu.
Okay, well, so it's a choice between being shot or being hung, and who really wants either one of those? I wish we had some other alternatives, but I'm afraid they're not going to give the Israeli people another alternative.
Yeah, they used to say to me in Israel, they'd say, who do you prefer, Netanyahu or Barak? And I would say, do you like showers or baths better? Okay, it's you're getting the same bargain no matter who you vote for. And by the way, that's true of the states as well. But a different time, it's CFR controlled, and they're playing games with the people of Israel and the United States. But let's not go into that, because how much time do we have left?
Well, we've got just about 20 minutes.
Oh, in that case, all right, that's plenty of time. Let's go.
I'm sorry, we only have 10 minutes, 10, 11 minutes.
Okay, that's just fine. There's another issue. There's a lot of issues this week, by the way. This was a busy week for Israel closing down the operation of the country. But you're going to see, as I said, Likud Labor joined together to bring down Olmert tomorrow. That's very important. A ceasefire was signed with Hamas that left out Gilad Shalit. The soldiers being kept by Hamas that all of Israel is terribly worried about, gone. It wasn't part of the agreement. In short, either was the safety of Judea and Samaria, Israel lost to Hamas. Outright, Israel became a thorough weakling state when it signed this agreement. The advantages are 100% Hamas. Israel will not benefit in any way by the ceasefire. What you have 7 years ago, before Hamas, you had a situation where you had settlements that separated the Gazans, and you had control and you had relative quiet. That's before they evacuated the Jews. Now you don't have settlements, you don't have control of the roads, you don't have control of the tunnels, you don't have control of the Egyptian border. That was Israel giving away the south. And now there's a ceasefire between Israel and its new partner, Hamas. But there's something else that, if you can believe this, something else very important happened. Now, every year, this has gone on, oh, I guess 5 years in a row, the homosexuals want to have a parade in Jerusalem. And they're obsessed with this. This is more than just a few homosexuals. The money is coming in from the states, and a lot of it, by the way, to have a parade of homosexuals through downtown Jerusalem. Now, every year it's been canceled, but I wrote last year, I said, you're running out of steam. I said, you're forgetting Judaism. They're doing it to you over and over again till you give up. And I didn't know when it would happen. I didn't think it would happen this soon. But nonetheless, there was supposed to be a homosexual parade, and the Edah Haredit organization, that's the umbrella group for all the ultra-Orthodox or Haredim, they held protests for the last 5 years. They were appalled that homosexuals and transvestites, everything in a homosexual parade. You're just like anyone in the world is going to be marching to the streets of Jerusalem. Any other city in Israel would have done fine. They wouldn't have cared about Tel Aviv, and they don't care about Tel Aviv. They just didn't think that it was appropriate that in David's capital and the heart of the Jewish spirit and soul, there's this parade. So a very strange announcement was made this week. The Edah Haredit agreed not to protest the homosexual parade. Are you with me?
I'm there, and I'm wondering why did they decide that.
I think I have a solution.
All right, fine.
Now, I also have a report from the Jerusalem Post. After they made their decision, the Post gave a glowing report to the Edah Haredit, and they ended with, it would be a shame to curtail freedom of expression in Jerusalem. That's the idiotic Jerusalem Post. Okay? They applauded the Haredim for agreeing not to protest the homosexual parade. No matter how much support they might have had, they agreed no protest. So the parade can walk through Jerusalem streets without organized religious protest. And what was it? Oh, I guess 2 days. Not even that. One day that the Edah Haredit gave up their plans to protest the homosexual march, lo and behold, well, something wonderful happened to them in the Knesset. A bill, the Haredi education bill, was passed by the Knesset. Now, what this is all about is that last year the government tried to curtail the religious by making everyone in the country, all students, if they wanted government subsidies or grants, would have to follow the government curriculum. One curriculum, Haredi or not Haredi, you all have to follow this one curriculum. And they didn't agree. It wasn't religious. It's not what they do. This new Haredi education bill offers an oversight committee to watch the Haredim instead of the government, and they don't have to. In short, if this body doesn't report that there's anything wrong with not following the government curriculum, well, it's business as usual. The subsidies come back, the grants come back, and the Haredi education is saved. This happened hours after the Edah Haredit gave up the fight against homosexuals. They were blackmailed. They looked at the situation. They said, we have a choice between educating our children our way and not. We're being blackmailed, but big deal. We're not going to fight the homosexual parade in Jerusalem. And that's the happy ending of it's going to be in a week or two.
Well, let me tell you, Barry, you know, the things that you do have consequences. And I'll never forget, a few years ago, I was scheduled to go back to New Orleans to a meeting. And just a couple of days before our meeting was to convene, there was to be a major homosexual parade right through the heart of the of New Orleans. And you know, it was about 24 to 48 hours before that when there was a gigantic hurricane down there in the Gulf. It was called Katrina. And of course, you remember what happened to New Orleans after Katrina. Needless to say, they canceled the homosexual parade. But things have consequences, and you defy God. I really believe that. Maybe you don't, but I do. And God will bring judgment upon you, and he's going to bring judgment upon Jerusalem and the Jews, for the religious Jews, for not being willing to stand up for what was right.
They view that it was a rock and a hard place. They had no outs. They had no money in their education system anymore. It was flat broke. They just took the alternative that was presented to them. And from their point of view, their children will be educated, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, but I think, of course, what about God? And we take God out of the equation, Barry, and we really get into problems sometimes. But you go right ahead.
Well, God in the Israeli equation doesn't appear very much. One has to, again, realize that Nicolas Sarkozy is going to be the last foreign president who ever visits Israel.
You don't think another foreign president like George Bush or the next president of the United States will visit there?
No, not after this one.
All right.
The silly little suicide story 100 yards away is not being bought by the French Secret Services. Word is out that Israel is a very dangerous place to visit. I don't think you'll see a president there for a long time.
Well, we're living in exciting, we're living in dangerous, we're living in frightening times, but certainly I believe that there is a plan, there is a purpose for what's going on, and our job is to simply try to get people to understand the spiritual significance of what's taking place today. One parting thought before we let you go.
Yeah, if we have the opportunity, my next interview will be about the Holocaust.
Okay, now we have a 9 o'clock at night, midnight program. That'll be the full hour, so maybe we can get the story in then.
First, let's get Sarkozy out, but
right.
It's coming up.
All right, God bless. We'll talk to you, I think, tomorrow, the next day, on the early morning program. We have Barry will be on the late evening program here later this week. So thanks very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you, and we'll keep our eye on Sarkozy, what really happened. Bye-bye.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world.
His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third-world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's OrgonProducts.org. OrgonProducts.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us and you'd like to be part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927. And then, as we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration going to our website, RadioLiberty.com, look at some of the things we have there. Have you wondered why we have all the problems with the weather? Well, you need to get our 4-tape set on weather modification. They know how to modify the weather. You need to get our DVD by Bob Fletcher on weather modification. We carry a book called The Weather Warfare, and of course, this has been planned for many years. In fact, I had a fellow talk to me this morning. He's an older farmer back in Michigan. He said when he was in the military, in Korea, during the Korean War, he was told that the next wars would be fought by weather warfare. And, of course, he was right on top of Nikola Tesla's and the other issues. This has been investigated by Congress, totally suppressed. They do not want the American people to know that they have the ability to modify the weather. And I believe they're doing it. You need to get our 4-tape set on HARP, the High Altitude of Rural Research Project. You need to get the book we carry, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy by Jerry Smith. So the book, two books, Weather Warfare and HARP, The Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. The 4-tape set on chemtrails, the 4-tape sets on HARP, the 4-tape set on weather modification, then the DVD on weather modification. There's no question this is going on. We just need your help to get the information out. And basically, why are they doing this? Well, because it's going to create famine throughout the world. And this is one of the attributes of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And look and see what's happening in the Midwest. The corn crop, it used to be that, you know, when you had corn, the old saying was knee high on the 4th of July. July, knee-high on the 4th of July for the corn plants and corn stalks, and most of them aren't coming up in that part of the country. We could lose 15 or 20 or 25% of the corn crop this year. And, of course, 60% of the corn that travels across international boundaries used to come from America, but now, of course, we're using 25% of our corn for ethanol or 30%, and we're in real trouble. We are in real trouble. So please get this information. Feel free to copy it. Help us to get the information out. But Bob Fletcher's information is fascinating, and we certainly recommend it to you. Then, of course, we also have the material on the assassination of Martin Luther King. He was killed by a secret government hit team. And we have a four-tape set, The Execution of Martin Luther King, that covers the trial that was arranged by the King family. It went on for 4 months, and there were over 50 witnesses, and not a word in the major American media about the outcome of the trial, where the jury found that the government was behind the murder of Martin Luther King. And what did they do? Why, they named a holiday after him, the man who was executed by a CIA hit team. Fascinating information. There's a book called An Act of Government, and the four-tape set on the execution of Martin Luther King. You need to get that. And then, of course, if you're out there, you know, of course, you want to understand what's going on with oil. We've got a great four-tape, four-CD set called The Oil Deception. And if you would like to get a case of Lindsay's books, now Lindsay Windham's books are no longer available for the Amazon. You can go up. There are none there. There's one up on eBay for $195. And Lindsay has been ordered not to appear on radio programs and to get his website down. So, but we have the ability to reproduce the book. If we can find 50 Americans who will each take 50 copies, it costs you $149.95, plus shipping, $149.95. If you would like a case of books, there will be 50 in the case. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to help get Lindsay Windham's book, The Energy Non-Crisis, out, which points out that it's all a scam. It's all a scam. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.